Welcome to Nova's Here. I'm continuing our conversation about Feed Our Neighbor, a new initiative that just has happened since the COVID-19 pandemic hit. And it's just a great opportunity for people to have food and nutritious food. A lot of people have gluten allergies and just different food allergies. And Denise Walsh and Sylvia Lovely helped put Feed Our Neighbor together along with a lot of great partners. And we started yesterday talking about this. And if you missed yesterday's program, I hope you'll go to hopeishere.today. But for those that maybe missed Monday's program, Sylvia, tell us again what Feed Our Neighbor is.
Feed Our Neighbor is a program, a unique program, where we provide 3 to 5 days worth of family style meals of soup, bread, and eggs. Very simple. And what happens is people come to our pickup location, which is on Southland Christian Church on Richmond Road, on the corner of New Circle Road in Richmond, up to the left. People would follow signage at 2 o'clock every Wednesday and every Saturday, and they register prior to that at www.feedourneighbor.com. And they register and they tell us about their needs. We need to know how many people are being fed in the family. And each time they pick up, and they're welcome to pick up Wednesday and Saturday and on, but they need to let us know so that we can be prepared, because we have the food out there. We have the soups frozen in some cases they're not, if they're fresh, and we hand those food out. So it's unique in that it's not a hot meal, not being served in a box where you sit down somewhere and eat it right away. This is for 3 to 5 days, and it's nourishing food. It's good for you. It just happens to be gluten-free for people who have that sensitivity or other allergies. That's the other thing we need to know in advance. If you have food allergies, some people are allergic to eggs, for instance, and maybe if that's true, then we obviously will flag that and you won't get eggs. And so that's the gist of this program.
We also are at Journey Church in Whitford County, so we have 2 distribution and pickup sites.
Is that Wednesday and Saturday also?
Exact same days and times, yes.
I love that. Keep it simple. Keep it being confusing. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things and reason I want to have you all on here is because you're trying to provide hope to people. And as we talked about in the last program, COVID-19 has affected everybody in some form or fashion. And families, I mean, nothing more stressful when you can't feed your family. Can you share maybe, Denise, a story of hope or two that you have experience just in this short time that you guys have already been doing this?
Absolutely. One of our first stories was a woman that had lost her job. She hadn't received an unemployment check. She had not received a stimulus check, and she had no family. She had no one to rely on for help. She contacted every resource in Lexington, Kentucky that passes out food, and every single one of them said they could not meet her dietary needs. And she said, I literally prayed that night and said, Lord, I've lost 15 pounds in a month. She said, I don't know what I'm going to do. She woke up the next morning and felt strongly God wanted her to actually put on Facebook. And as soon as she did, she saw our post. And she said, I literally sat down and cried and thanked the Lord because I knew that I would be able to eat it. And she was one of our first people we distributed to. And what's really beautiful about that is the following week, she had to have a major surgery. And so we're feeding her ongoing and helping her. And that's what we do. You know, if you're a shut-in, we will deliver to you. We have a lady in a different part of town that had been in an accident in a wheelchair. And she lives in the top floor of an apartment building because she wasn't in a wheelchair. So, you know, we deliver to her and we take it up and give it to her at her apartment. And so we do the best that we can. You know, we do monitor it because we can't deliver to the entire, you know, city. But if you have a strong need like that, you know, within city limits, we will deliver to you.
I heard a story. One of the first people that came through was a nurse that had been in New York City.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Had gone to New York City, but had returned home and had to be quarantined. Was in a hotel and was, I don't know if I told you the story, Denise, but she was needing gluten-free. So she was eating just like barely eating. This was somebody who had been a frontline provider. Wow. And came back home and she was saying, oh, this is going to be so good because she needed, she was celiac on top of that. I mean, just meet all kinds of very interesting needs that people have out there.
And then I had a lady that's a deaf lady that was emailing me and saying, you know, that she had a family and she was a stay-at-home mom, because her children were also deaf, and she was training them and educating them, and her husband lost his job, and they hadn't received any help. And so she has just, she emailed me back and said, this food is so good and so healthy and so nourishing. She said, even my little kids are loving it. And so she was just excited. I thought, well, yeah, executive chefs from all over town are making it. It ought to be good. She'd be paying a lot of money for that soup, you know, but it is. It's really good. And so she was so thankful and said, I am just so blessed that you're feeding my family. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, and she didn't have to eat gluten-free, but she had a strong need. And her biggest problem, some places she couldn't communicate, but because of how we do it, she was able to get able to email and contact us through the website and communicate with me that way.
Well, Sylvia, you know, obviously you have the restaurant Azure and involved in things with food, Denise with Gluten Free Miracles, but you've got a lot of other partners that are helping make this. Can you share a little about some of your partners?
Oh, please? Let's tell about the chefs. I love that. Of course, I just love my chef, Chef Jeremy Ashby, who is a giver. I mean, he is always ready to step up to the plate, and he never even hesitated on this, and he prepared our first batch, and Denise has set up a schedule because obviously this cries out for organization, and she's great at that. And so she's passed out a calendar where all the chefs are going, and more can come aboard, but right now Chef Jeremy Ashby is on schedule, and also Chef John Foster, who is a very special chef. He owns Sage Rabbit, which is a very nice little restaurant in Chevy Chase, and he's just opened back up, and he's also the head of the culinary department at Sullivan University. And so he teaches people about the culinary arts, and he is involved in this in Sullivan University, and they're real excited. They're one of our sponsors for our show. Rob and Diane Perez, who have a long history of giving back with DV8 in Sawgood restaurants, and they're preparing soups. And Chef Ryan, I'll say this fast, Laudenschlager, I love that, of the Lexington School. So I had to say it fast. But Chef Ryan, we call him. He's volunteered and stepped forward, and there could be more as we move along. But we also have some wonderful organizations that are involved in addition to our own restaurants. But CrossFit Maximus, they send out volunteers. What a great group that is. And Wildcat Moving, the big Wildcat Moving vans are there in the trucks, and they go pick up these foods. It's painless for our chefs because they go and they pick it up.
And for our volunteers, because they lug it to Southland Christian Church for us. It's heavy.
I mean, it's amazing.
They provide the muscle for sure. I know. I am really grateful for that.
Yeah. And then we have Southland Christian Church, of course, and the Journey Church.
Mm-hmm.
And Hunt Brothers Pizza.
Hunt Brothers Pizza is one of our biggest sponsors.
You go into a gas station and Hunt Brothers Pizza is there. I'm going to have to try it one of these days because I'm flirting with
it. And Centerfield Eggs provide. They're a non-GMO egg farm in Nicholasville, and they provide eggs, all the cartons of eggs. And so that's just been wonderful to be able to give somebody. I mean, you can get so far with a carton of eggs and a loaf of bread. I mean, that's pretty huge.
Yeah. One of the things that we should make clear, too, is when you hit that donate button on the if people feel led to do that,
you want to help out?
By going to our website, www.feedourneighbor.com, that actually is a 501c3 that they're donating dollars to. I just think that's really important. It's a National Christian Foundation. Who knew that we had such an organization headquartered, that Lexington has this, and a gifted individual who heads that up as a volunteer. He's a lawyer here in town. And so that's where the money goes. He's the steward of the money.
They manage
and,
it.
Which is really important, as Denise was saying, in setting these things up, because people never know, and they grow concerned over, you know, am I going to, what do I get for my bucks? These are all volunteers. We're not being paid anything. We do pay for some of the ingredients because that is an out-of-pocket expense and some of the supplies that we have. But other than that, it's just an all-volunteer organization being run from a 501c3.
Well, you did a great job. That was one of my questions. So I know people want to know that. So thank you for sharing that. Denise, what about if people are like, you know, hey, and I want to make a difference. And some people can make financial donations, and whether it's $5 or $500, doesn't matter. But please do that. But what about if people want to be the actual hands and feet? Do you need any help in that way?
We always need volunteers. I think every organization everywhere always does. We rotate them out. And it is, when you're passing out the food, you are outside. So you will be in the elements. You have to be prepared for that. So if it's something that's not feasible for you to do, that wouldn't be a good fit, then like you could possibly deliver. We need a lot of people to deliver. And then just spreading the word, following us on social media, sharing our posts, helping us get the word out, and praying. Praying is what we should lead with. You know, we want to pray that this be successful. And what does success look like? It doesn't mean that there's hundreds of thousands of people in line at Feed Our Neighbor to get soup. It means we made a difference in someone's life. It means we brought food to their table they wouldn't have had. And that's what success looks like in this moment. And so it could mean that one time we have 25 or 50 cars lined up to get food, and the next time we have five. We never know what it's going to look like. And volunteering is just about just being out there to just be whatever that moment looks like. But yes, they can do it right through the website as well. We have a volunteer coordinator. God's blessed us with project managers on site at each of our locations. So we're just truly blessed. It came together so synchronistically and just beautifully. So Sylvia doesn't have to lug the soups everywhere, thank goodness. And I don't have them
on my toes.
Yes.
I don't have to make them. And you know what I'm saying? So we have everybody coming together, just so many people. It's just been beautiful to see God at work in it. And we just got a call about a donation of crackers. We're talking millions of crackers. And so I was like, I don't have anywhere to put crackers. As soon as I hung up from that organization, I went, wait a minute. So I contacted my friend who owns Wildcat Moving, and I said, this was offered to us. Do you got any ideas? He called me back and goes, I have a climate control warehouse. You get them here, we'll store them, and we'll bring them out when it's time to distribute soup. And I was like, I did not know he had warehouses. So it was just beautiful.
Yeah.
But God did. And so he just puts everything together. Because you know what? It's nice to have some crackers with your soup.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, we're excited about that. And then we're also helping out other ministries. Today we took a whole van full of water to Lighthouse Ministries. We are going to generously supply a lot of ministries with crackers.
I love it.
We have a lot of crackers coming.
Yes.
But, you know, and how some of these organizations are hearing about us, like, you know, Sam Mills is the manufacturer of the crackers, you know, and this is just great. I mean, mm-hmm. This is a little thing that came together less than a month ago, and people are hearing about it, and that's cool.
We really want to reach some populations too, like the Hispanic community. Yes. And some of the people that we know are hit hard mm-hmm. by the layoffs, because we know they were. And so that's real important to us. So we hope that the churches will get the word out. They know people.
Yes.
You know, what is mm-hmm. I was telling you, when people are in trouble, 60% of them go to their ministers,
right.
Yeah. Which we have discovered in some research that I've done on other projects. And that's important to know. And so the connections, I think, are the most important piece of all of this.
And we have a huge Swahili-speaking population now. And so mm-hmm. we want to reach them, because they maybe don't understand right. where to go, as well as I recently was contacted by someone with Southland Christian Church and Natalie Sisters, and she was telling me about a Vietnamese population that's hungry. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to try to get them some soup tomorrow if I can get a hold of them. I'm not sure how that's going to work because I don't speak Vietnamese, but I'm going to do my best. And so anyone could volunteer helping us with some of these language yeah. barriers. That mm-hmm. would be wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
And Jeffrey with The Nest is said, if I get him my flyer, he has interpreters that work with him that could help us do a Spanish version of the flyer. So that would be great mm-hmm. as well.
Or Spanish speaking anything, newsletters.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time, but you have got to check out their website. Make sure you do www.feedourneighbor.com. You see all the blessings that are coming out of this, just a couple months in the making, but everything has been set up officially. Everything is in good order. So you would be blessed to be a blessing. So check out feedourneighbor.com. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
For all your heating and air needs, contact the professionals at Green Box Heating and Air. Locally owned for over a decade, Green Box Heating and Air wants to help you get ready now for the spring and upcoming hot summer months. To request service, call Green Box Heating and Air today at 859-279-0214. Again, that's 859-279-0214.